Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so happy you're here.
Yep. So today we're going to...
You can. I was just reiterating you were yep.
So today we're going to... The next part of our interesting fact series for you, we're going to fill your ears with the most bizarre, hilarious, and mind-blowing facts you've never known you needed.
Yeah, that's right. So grab a snack, sit back, and get ready to wow your friends with some absolutely ridiculous trivia.
Let's start with the animal kingdom. Did you know that the wombat poop is cube-shaped?
What? So you're telling me there are little dice-shaped poops rolling around in Australia?
Exactly. Scientists believe it helps keep the poop from rolling away so wombats can mark their territory more effectively.
Well, that is one way to make a statement. And here's another wild one for you guys. Octopuses have three hearts and blue blood.
That sounds like a punk rock song waiting to happen. Three hearts? I could barely manage with one. But that would give me more love to give to Marshmallow.
I knew you were going to say that.
And didn't we talk about octopuses in the previous episode?
Yeah, I think so, actually, now that you mention it. But I think we got into more detail in that episode. And I figured since we were talking about marine life, it would fit nicely in here. And here's another one for you guys. Did you know that sea otters hold hands while they sleep to keep from drifting apart?
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Right?
Imagine falling asleep and waking up still holding hands with your best friend.
And speaking of animals with weird habits, did you know that sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins?
Wait, a sloth? The slowest animal? How?
They can slow their heart rate so much that they can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes.
Wow. Now we're going to move on to history. Did you know Napoleon was once attacked by a horde of bunnies?
Napoleon, the military genius, defeated by rabbits?
Yep. He ordered a rabbit hunt, but his men gathered hundreds of tame bunnies instead. And when they were released, instead of running away, they charged at him, thinking it was feeding time.
That is absolutely amazing. Can you imagine his troops trying to defend him from a bunny ambush? Here's a wild one for you guys. In 1518, the city of Strasbourg was struck by a bizarre event known as the Dancing Plague, where hundreds of people started dancing uncontrollably for days. Some even danced to their deaths from exhaustion or heart attacks. Authorities, believing the cure was more dancing, hired musicians to encourage them. Unsurprisingly, this only made things worse. Historians still debate what caused this mass hysteria. Ergot poisoning, which is a hallucinogenic mold on rye, or something even weirder.
That is wild. And you know what it reminds me of?
What?
The scene in Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
And all the parents were at the party and they couldn't stop dancing.
Yeah, when they were under a spell, exactly. It was definitely something like that.
Now, let's move on to my favorite topic, food.
Ooh, I would have thought you would have said your favorite topic was marshmallow.
That's what should be unsaid. Did you know that honey never spoils, like ever?
Seriously?
Yep. They even found jars of honey in ancient Egypt tombs that are still perfectly edible.
So basically what you're saying is if there's an apocalypse, stock up on honey and you'll be all set?
Yes. Here's another weird one. Ketchup was once sold as medicine in the 1800s.
What were they treating? Bland food?
Good one. Apparently, it was marked as a cure for indigestion. Oh. Imagine taking a spoonful of ketchup like cough syrup.
No, that sounds so gross. I like ketchup, but not by the spoonful. And speaking of weird food history, did you know that during World War II, British spies used garlic to explain why their breath smelled bad after secret underwater missions?
Oh, that's a sneaky tactic. And, oh no, I wasn't swimming in enemy waters. I just had too much garlic bread.
And get this one. Bananas are actually classified as berries, but strawberries aren't.
Okay, that just broke my brain. How does that even make sense?
It all comes down to botanical definitions. Bananas fit the scientific criteria for berries, but strawberries don't because their seeds are on the outside.
I just feel like my whole life has been a lie.
And speaking of fruit, did you know that watermelons were once so prized in ancient Egypt that they were placed in tombs?
So someone thought, I can't take gold with me to the afterlife, but a watermelon? Now that's important.
Now let's talk about words. Did you know the longest English word has 189,819 letters.
Please. You're not going to make me pronounce it.
Yeah, no way. We know you. It's the chemical name for a protein, and it actually takes over 3 hours to say it.
I'm just going to stick to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Thank you very much.
I feel like a lot of the kids listening wouldn't even get what that's from.
We should watch that later.
Didn't you just make me watch that a few weeks ago? That's enough. Thank you very much. And here's another fun one. The word nerd was first coined by Dr. Seuss in If I Ran the Zoo.
Really? So basically, we owe all nerds the title to a children's book?
Yep. And did you know there's a species of jellyfish that is biologically immortal?
What? Like it doesn't die like a vampire?
Yeah, that's what immortal means. The Turritopsis dornii. I know I just butchered that, but it's a type of jellyfish that can revert back to its juvenile state, essentially resetting its life cycle.
So it just keeps respawning like a video game character?
Exactly. If only humans had that ability.
Is that a Gen Z word, respawning?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, but we know it.
Yeah.
We're old people and we know it, so maybe not.
Yeah.
We know it because of our kids. One of ours specifically is a gamer. But anyway, I bet you'd go back to being 25 forever.
Yes, I would.
And here's the last fun fact. Did you know that Scotland has 421 words for snow?
Oh, that's crazy. That's a lot of way to say cold. I think Eskimos have like a lot of words to say ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Okay. Well, my favorite Scottish word to say snow is sneasel, S-N-E-E-S-L, which means to start raining or snowing.
That's going to do it for us today. Which interesting fact was your favorite, and do you have any you want to send us?
Yeah. For me, it was definitely the Napoleon versus bunnies battle. That needs to be a movie.
I know. Just think if he did die, and it goes down in the history that he was killed like with bunnies, like in Life of Brian. No, Monty Python.
Yeah, Monty Python. Which one? The Holy Grail?
Yeah, the Holy Grail.
Yeah. That's an excellent movie, by the way. We should watch that.
Yeah.
That's what we should rewatch. We should go on a Monty Python marathon.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah, I would definitely watch that.
And thank you to all our listeners.
Sorry, you looked like you were about to say something and I interrupted, which I did twice in a row.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share these facts with your friends.
Yes. And if you guys have a weird or interesting fact that you love, send it our way because we might feature it in a future episode.
Yeah. And we'll give you a shout out. So until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.